The impasse continues between the president and Democrats regarding border security. While President Trump is holding firm to his campaign promise of increased border security, Democrats want to reopen government now and talk about border security later. Here to talk about all this is Duck Dynasty co-star, host of Blaze TV's In the Woods with Phil, and author of the soon-to-be-released book coming out next month, The Theft of America's Soul, Blowing the Lid Off the Lies That Are Destroying Our Country. Phil Robertson, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm just fresh in from the duck blind. We took the Yamaha people that build the four-wheelers and outboard motors we run, so it was a productive hunt. So times are pretty good down here in the woods. We just duck hunt, eat, sleep, and then repeat that. What do you think?
Well, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Give you a couple of websites, blazetv.com. That's where you can check out In the Woods with Phil, and, of course, the business side, duckcommander.com. So Democrats get the House for the first day back in control. What did they find out they needed to do? Was it border security? Was it economics? Was it job creation? Well, Trump's doing the job creation fine on his own part. Now they voted on legislation to impeach Trump, and they're talking about raising taxes on the so-called super wealthy by 70% to pay for green energy programs. Kind of gives you an idea where we're headed, isn't it?
Well, there's a text that fits this current group of individuals led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. There's a text in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 28 and following. It reads as follows. Since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, God gives them over to a reprobate mind to do what ought not to be done. And then it goes on. They become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They're full of murder, envy, strife, deceit, malice. They're God-haters, God-slanderers, insolent, arrogant, boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. And it ends it up by saying they're senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Now, you take that reed that was written 2,000 years ago during the days of the Roman Empire. It's amazing that it sounds like the Democratic Party.
Indeed it does. The Democratic Party, which can't grasp the concept of border security, I believe.
Oh, look, some people are coming over so they can get on our entitlement programs, welfare. That's why they cross the border. Some, they come and they're bringing drugs with them. The coyotes and the drug cartels are sending their people over. Well, we catch them. Then we release them. Some are coming because they're terrorists and they want to kill us. And some are coming legitimately because they want to better their life and they want to obey the law and raise their family, and they're welcome. But for us to sit here as a nation and not put up a barrier of any kind with some checkpoints on it and vet these people coming across with the numbers we're currently looking at, is just plain stupid. That's my take on it.
Well, when you look, too, about the where a fence has been built, there's about a 253 section of fencing around. It's basically the San Diego and then heading east from that point. Miracles of miracles, where that fencing is, illegal immigration numbers have dropped. Isn't that something?
Yeah. The bottom line is, no matter what they come up with, any thinking person would say, we need to have a framework whereby people get in line, like they've been doing the last 200 years, get the proper paperwork, get the proper vetting, and it needs to have gates or checkpoints. And at least that, in my opinion, and get that thing, the border, secure it from one end to the other, whatever it takes, at least it would slow it down, in my opinion. To stop it totally, all problems on the border, is iffy at best. But at least getting in line and obeying the law and then vet them and then let them come over, the ones that are not a danger to us, would at least slow it down, wouldn't you think?
I would think. I want to correct myself, too. I said 253. It's actually a 653-mile section of fence. I like it, too, how when you profess your opposition to illegal immigration, you're called a racist. And I've checked this now. I've done some heavy-duty research. I've looked at applications and census forms, everything. Well, as best as I can figure, being against illegal is not a race.
Well, that's right. In other words, what we have here is the Democratic Party are fast turning completely socialist with this current ideology they are putting up on us. And it looks like to me, just stepping back and looking at it, it's just a whole group of people who are into lawlessness. The Bible says that everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. So I'm a guy who looks at it from through a spiritual lens. I'm not so much in the politics as I am the spiritual part of it. I mean, we're looking at good. It ought to be pretty easy to see. And we're looking at evil. And it looks like to me there's a giant difference between the two. And we're having a very difficult time in America recognizing the difference. So that's what's behind all of this. And I never thought I would see this kind of shenanigans going on since I've lived on the earth. But it is a sad thing to watch, I can tell you that.
Yes, indeed it is. We're talking with Phil Robertson, of course, from Duck Dynasty. Blaze TV's In the Woods with Phil. His upcoming book, The Theft of America's Soul, Blowing the Lid Off the Lies That Are Destroying Our Country, blazetv.com, duckcommander.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I was thinking back to when the economy tanked back in 2007, 2008, and something magical happened. Self-deportation took place. Why did that happen? Well, there were fewer jobs, fewer reasons to stay, so a lot of the illegal immigrants went back home or went other places to find work. Yet, with that being fact, why is there so much opposition to the E-Verify program, which would basically accomplish the same thing that the economic downturn did, make more jobs less available to people who are in this country illegally?
Yeah. Well, I think maybe you've hit on something, because I think the thrust behind it all, I don't think the Democrats are worried about the economical part of it. I think that they're just doing what they're doing. You know, they all, at one time, they were all for border security. All of them said we need to have checkpoints, exactly what Trump is saying. Once Trump lets the country know that he is for controlling the border security, and he looked at it as a national sovereignty issue, once he started doing that, that's when all the Democrats backed off and said, no, we're against it now. So, well, which one is it? What they were saying a decade ago or what they're saying now? So, you know, it's just they don't like Trump and they're against anything he does. By the way, I've never seen a president attacked with the vitriol that Donald Trump has suffered since he's been in office. And also, I've never seen one guy who was never a politician to begin with. I've never seen a New York billionaire do as much good for the country in this short a period of time. I would just turn the man loose, and I would get over the fact about he tweets a little bit and some of his character flaws. I've got a few character flaws myself, haven't you?
We all do, and if we're honest enough to admit. But if you want to do something good for the masses, you can have all the flaws you want, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm with you on that, my man.
Just to wrap up with a quick preview of your book, I mentioned The Theft of America's Soul, Blowing the Lid Off the Lies That Are Destroying Our Country. What do you hope people are going to be able to get and to learn to realize from your new book?
Just a cursory reading would help America out. Start with the lie that God, the God Almighty of the heavens and the earth, is dead. They don't say that the devil died with him, Satan died with him. They just got God dead. They make no reference to Satan. I wonder if he died too. Two or three, truth is relative. There's no absolute truth in anything. God didn't create life, another lie. Think about it. We went over our duck hunting, so I'm wondering what department in saltwater made a duck. He's a jet that's flying in the air, a duck is, and then he lands on the water, he's a boat, and when he dives down to get food, he's a submarine. What department in saltwater dreamed that up? I mean, you look at it realistically, you say, what in the world? Also, things like the lie that virtue is outdated. Our founders repeatedly said, if you lose your religion, the next thing to go is your morality, and then the last thing to go is your freedom. Look, I just read the report day before yesterday. The Center for Disease Control says at any given time, 110 million Americans are suffering from a sexually transmitted disease. 110 million. You can check it yourself and your listeners. Well, you just think about it, my man. This thing, the book is about what creates that. Once you get to a point to where you say in your mind there is no God, you better batten down the hatches because trouble is coming your way. We kill our own children. We practice perversion. The Supreme Court thought it was the supreme being and told us what marriage is. And it just goes on, and the downward spiral is continuing. I basically wrote the book to try to get people just to shake their heads about twice and say, you know, what is the downside with the greatest commands in the Bible, love God and love each other? I just, for the life of me, do not see the downside to that kind of mode of operandi. Do you?
No, I mean, well, there are some primarily left who have these inflated egos thinking they're above everything else. Therein lies the problem.
Therein lies the problem, and the Democratic Party, for lack of a better phraseology about them, they are acting like they are God, and they are far from it. It's a sad thing to watch, in my opinion.
That's what you can read. You can pre-order Phil's book, by the way, on Amazon at the Theft of America's Soul. Blowing the lid off the lies that are destroying our country. He's got a stronger now platform for In the Woods with Phil with the union of CRTV and Blaze TV, which you can check that out at blazetv.com. And the business still cooks on at duckcommander.com. Phil Robertson, have a great year, and thanks for being here today.
All right, man, thanks. We'll see you.